Kate Michkowski works at House of Hope, an organization that provides services to homeless people in Providence. A lot of her job is spent out on the street doing outreach.
So outreach pretty much consists of going on the street and introducing ourselves to people as homeless advocates or helpers, whatever they need.
Homeless advocates like Kate always encounter other people and institutions who interact with the homeless community. The most visible of these is, of course, the police.
We noticed police officers telling people to move in various ways for no reason that I could tell, no illegal activity.
So Kate and others knew the police were discriminating against homeless people, but these interactions they saw were fleeting. The police have a record of all the arrests they make, but the other stuff, like asking people to move, goes unrecorded. So after it happens, there's no evidence that any discrimination took place. Kate and her colleagues decided to change that.
Well, we weren't really sure where to start gathering evidence, but we knew it was happening, so I just started, because it's so easy to just hit record on your phone. I was like, let me just record this, because these stories are, I can't write everything down.
The same cop.
Yeah, I know.
This is from a video Kate took on her phone while doing outreach. In the video, you can see Kate is standing on a sidewalk by a busy street, cars going past, when a police officer walks up to them. The officer tells Kate that the homeless woman she's with needs to leave.
Is there a policy, though, about standing on the sidewalk?
Yes,
but we weren't obstructing.
I went to guide her somewhere else. She used to live right here in that building.
It's difficult to hear, but the police officer accuses the homeless woman of being an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're doing.
I hope you do, because I'm not picking on anybody.
No, you're doing what you're told to do, right?
Yeah, not what I'm told. I'm trying to do the right thing.
Okay.
Not what I'm told to do. I'm an officer. I'm here to help the community. I live in the city.
Well, we were just trying to help her.
So I'm trying to keep the area clean.
So this isn't, like, a phenomenon that's unique to Providence. This is happening in cities across the country. It's called criminalization of homelessness and poverty. And basically, instead of addressing the root causes of homelessness and poverty, people in power, not just police, but business owners say, this doesn't look good for my business. Or government officials might say, this is going to scare tourists.
Kate started recording interviews while she did outreach to catalog the experiences her clients have had with police and start to build a case to the city government. The voices in these clips have been changed for privacy and protection.
There's one time I was at the bus stop. It says, get on the next bus out of here. That bus isn't going to take me to where I want to go. I need the 22. He says, get on that next bus. He says, but it's not going to take me. He says, never mind. Failure to move and arrested me.
Failure to move is one of the most common citations police give to homeless people, but the basic premise of it is invalid. Some actual laws, like loitering on bus line property or panhandling, are occasionally lumped in with failure to move, but far too often, failure to move is nothing more than a way to arrest homeless people simply for being in public. There's no law that says you have to move just because an officer told you to. But the police are using this made-up citation they call failure to move in order to force homeless people out of public spaces.
Okay, so during a year that you were homeless, has law enforcement searched your belongings without your permission?
Yeah. Made me take off my shoes and everything. Made me take my socks off out in the street.
They threw my phone on the ground, on the floor.
Do you know that Rhode Island has a homeless bill of rights?
Yes, I walked around with it for a little while, and the cops took it from me. They took it. Said, this is bullshit. They laughed, actually, when I pulled that out.
So in 2012, the Homeless Bill of Rights was passed. So that made Rhode Island the first state in the country to have a Homeless Bill of Rights.
The Homeless Bill of Rights ensures things like equal access to emergency medical care, privacy protections, and the right to vote. Or at least it's supposed to. After the bill passed, many of Kate's clients complained that the bill was being ignored by officers. Often, people were harassed even more if they carried the Bill of Rights with them.
Many people have told us that officers have either ripped up the Homeless Bill of Rights or said, if I had it, I would rip it up.
Without proper training and implementation, the Homeless Bill of Rights is essentially ineffective, which means the Providence police have not stopped abusing their power.
We're always being told to move and move and move and move and move and move.
But we're always being found in the same spots because that's all there is to go. So you can only tell somebody to move so many times before they end up in the same spot again.
Providence is microscopic, right? It's takes about, I think I timed myself once, it takes about 7 minutes to walk from end to end in the downtown area. That's where your transportation is. That's where the courthouse is. That's where social services are. When you're asked to move, where are you supposed to go?
Would you say you're scared of them?
Mm-hmm. At times I'm very scared. At times I feel, yeah, like there's nothing I can do. No protection. And if I say anything about it, I'm just going to be harassed more.
Our clients are out there all day, all night. They don't have a door that they can lock behind them. So when we're gone, when we're asleep at night, or when we're at work, these things are going on.
Were you ever physically hurt by law enforcement?
Yes.
Could you describe that?
My face, I've had 2 black eyes, scrapes on my elbows and knees, I have handcuff marks. And when they twist you around, not dislocated shoulder, but shoulder pain. I actually have a pulled muscle on my right side, my right shoulder blade from that. I'm talking about had to go to Lincoln Hospital, and I'm at Roger Williams right now with a Lincoln stitches on my forehead.
You hear these things, and you're filled with rage and sadness because you know without mechanism to organize this and present it as real evidence, and make people stop, there's not much you can do about it.
Politically, this is a hard issue to make people care about. The police department is powerful, and it's hard to find the political will to challenge it. A few months ago, Kate sent these interviews to Mayor Alorza's office, but he hasn't responded directly to them. But there is momentum. Last fall, a coalition of advocacy groups announced a campaign to call attention to this issue. Now that these experiences are documented and the public is finding out, for the first time in recent memory, it seems like there's real progress. For instance, in February, Mayor Alorza agreed to stop enforcing laws prohibiting panhandling and loitering on bus property. But until broader, more structural changes are made, police discrimination and violence against the homeless community will continue.
You can't walk around all day long with this stuff. Can't do it. It's impossible. People end up in the hospital and are dead. It's too much. I won't show them the Bill of Rights because I know I'll be harassed more. Okay. I know the rights, but I can't use them so much now, nowadays.